There's no face in the system. Big old brown building. And that's the thing, is there's no face, so you can't point a finger when there's no face.
Do you really know what it's like to be charged and having to face going to court and possibly going to jail? People turn to me and say, "We know how you feel," as a way of trying to comfort me. It just escalated me. Don't say you know how it makes us feel.
Don't lie either, because we're able to catch you when you're lying.
You can feel it through the words.
Yeah.
There needs to be the right type of people to work with these children and youth who come into care.
Really, they give you medication to control you.
Imagine, going to school becomes so tough that you have to force yourself to go. And when you get there, all you want to do is lie on the floor and scream.
Me and my two girls group members were approached by the police in a very rude manner and wrongfully accused of fitting a description on a piece of paper. We knew the girls were trying to ID us with, but we looked nothing like them.
Have you ever been somewhere and you know you just don't belong? Just wondering, why did it happen?
You need to be doing it because you have a passion, because you want to see kids succeed.
You know, there should be something to hold you accountable. And
accountability
process.
We are the ones most influenced by the decisions made today by our leaders.
When I first got involved at the Advocate's Office, I was thrilled and ecstatic. But then, when I looked farther into what we were working with and why this office was created, I felt troubled. Why is it that children are living in terrible conditions they are today?
I just want to spread the word of this office to everybody, because a lot of kids are going through some stuff in their homes and they need to call somebody or need to talk to somebody. I think there needs to be a strong message to these children, because a lot of kids need help.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I've been involved with the Advocate's Office for 5 years now, and I'm going to be your host today.
Hi, my name is Olivia, and I've been with the Advocacy Office for 4 years. I'm currently a student at the University of Toronto.
My name is AJ, and I have been with the Advocacy Office for 5 years, and I have a tattoo of Free Spin logo from Wheel of Fortune, which symbolizes all the second chances I've had in life.
My name is O'Neill. Going to go to college for CYW in September, because I grew up in the system and I want to give back and work with the kids and make them make better decisions than I made when I was in the system.
Hi, my name is Martha, and I am a single young mother of a little girl named Zion, and she is my inspiration to get involved with the Advocacy Office, because I would like for my daughter to grow up and know that she has a right.
In the next half hour, we bring you our voices.